if you step off that soapbox, that everybody says, oh my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever heard of. I can't believe you thought of this and I didn't. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you have something successful.
Right.
It just means that you have more assurance that you're maybe on the right path.
Did I say that out loud?
Welcome to Did I Say That Out Loud, a podcast where Stu Eddins and Mariah Tang reflect on agency life and answer questions from our higher ed and healthcare clients about the latest in digital marketing, content, and SEO.
Something occurred to us the other day. We were sitting around just kind of tossing ideas back and forth. And I recalled something from an earlier conference. It was a less formal setting than what I attend today. There were keynotes. There was everything else going on. But they provided a soapbox space. It was kind of interesting. I don't know if you've ever seen such a thing like that, Mariah.
I don't think so.
But what was kind of cool about it was, in this space, they would set up multiple platforms, removed enough one from another so that you wouldn't get a lot of crosstalk. And people were allowed to just stand up there and pontificate. Here's an idea I have. Let's talk about this. They were able to broadcast to a small group of people in front of them a concept they were working on, an idea, something, so that they could pitch their idea. Think of Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. And then the other people that were out there would listen to the entire presentation, not interjecting in the middle of it. But then at the end of it, the person would either usually just step down and, you know, walk into the 10, 15 people around them and start the conversation about what was just presented.
Interesting.
The thing I thought was cool about it was it gave immediate feedback from peers. You know, we spend all of our time in an agency among the people we know. And it's not that we eventually start sharing a brain or anything, but we tend to have the same perspective because we're all serving the same type of client. Mm-hmm. We have the same experiences with expectations that we're currently working under. And the thing that kind of resonated with me was this type of a process allowed me to connect, or whoever was giving the presentation, with like-minded people who did not share the same background of experiences. Mm-hmm. That sounded like something you'd want to do.
100%.
Really?
I love that.
Okay. You know, it either takes a very brave heart or a large degree of hubris to decide to do it because you're putting yourself out there.
Well, it's like being on social media, especially in a, not to get political, but in an election year. If you're only listening to the opinions of people who sound like you, if you're only getting information from sources that sound like you, then you're in an echo chamber. Like, what are you learning?
Yeah, I could see that. The other part about this is it was... The people who presented may have had some tentative feedback on their process or their idea. They may have tested it once or twice. Mm-hmm. One objection I've heard in the past is, you know, I've got these great ideas. I don't know that I want to release them to everybody in the world.
Yeah, secret sauce mentality.
Yeah, that could be my competitive advantage or something.
Yeah.
I can see that reservation. But I think you have to balance that against the potential of what you can learn from the feedback.
Yeah, and a lot of the times, I mean, we come across this all the time, like your organic search query dashboard is an example. You came up with this cool idea, not many people are doing it, or if they do, they're not talking about it. And you were very forthright with it, like, we've got to share this with everyone. Just because you tell somebody about an idea doesn't mean they have the skill, the know-how, the time to do it themselves.
Well, right, and actually that's a good idea, or excuse me, a good example. I did give a couple of presentations on this, this tool, this search query tool. And man, within about a week, I had three comments back with yet additional ways to use the tool. Mm-hmm. The expansion benefited everybody. Mm-hmm. Because now the people who shared individual insights on how they used it, I was able to take that and multiply it across all the clients that I talked to on the topic. Mm-hmm. And I think that in some ways, it is some synergy, some back and forth that we may be lacking, particularly in a more diffused workspace that we have today. I don't want to tap into the entire conversation about remote working, mm-hmm. But I do think that some venue where I could present my ideas, a podcast is one example, but there's no feedback.
Yeah.
I got to wait for it to get published and then for somebody to type in a response or call me or email me, tell me, my gosh, I listened to that entire podcast and I have never heard such a stupid idea in my life. whatever it might be. But getting that immediate feedback, and I wonder if having a little bit of fear of putting it up, that putting your idea out there, is what you want. Because if you don't have that, maybe you've got too much certainty in your process and all you're doing is bragging.
Oh yeah, I had an experience like that last week, 2 weeks ago. I have spoken at Content Marketing World 7 times. Okay, I'm not a newbie to the speaking circuit, but I just published my first article with them on their blog 2 weeks ago. I have never felt more tiny and more afraid in my whole life than when I hit that send button, and the feedback was awesome. Like, if you don't have that healthy, oh my gosh, what am I doing feeling, maybe you're too comfortable in your role. Maybe you need to reach out and start learning more outside of your little bubble.
Yeah, I could see that being beneficial. And I think that the risk that you take, well, sometimes it's gonna blow up in your face. Otherwise it wouldn't be called risk. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Google's the one who keeps putting forward the concept that 90-some percent of experimentation fails, otherwise it wouldn't be called an experiment.
Yeah.
I think a similar thing applies here. A significant percentage of the ideas and concepts you have probably won't survive first contact with your peers. Mm-hmm. They're going to have better ways. They're going to see holes that you did not see. And honestly, I think that may be a better outcome than using our clients as guinea pigs.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it is, I'm glad you said clients too. It's one thing to present to your peer group, you know, I'm going to bring this idea to Stu. What does Stu think? Okay, Stu validated this. I'm going to take it to Sandra. Okay, Sandra had this idea. We're going to take it to somebody else and, you know, walk through that process. When you bring it to a client, you're talking about their experience, their goals, everything, and they bring you like, well, what about this? Did you think about this? How does this work here? Love that. I mean, when you get that challenge, that question, that how are you really going to use this with my work, it makes you stop and think, either my idea has been validated or there is room to grow here.
Yeah. The other thing I think about presenting it at a setting like a conference in a from a soapbox instead of from the main stage and podium. I have had that feedback at roundtable discussions. And we can have that there. In this case, the roundtable was not set up to be something about concepting and talking about the direction we want to go. We've got a completely different purpose. And like humans of our type did, we completely strayed from that topic and started talking about things we wanted to try. Right. But my goodness, we were so energized afterward. I frankly forgot what the purpose of the roundtable was. Mm-hmm. I had to look at my agenda to remember why I was sitting there, because what I took away was much more valuable in the moment than what I sat down to take away in the first place. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that the roundtable sponsor was completely beside themselves, mad as hell at us all. We weren't having a roundtable that others were observing. It was everybody had their own table that they were discussing things on. But I guess my point is, I think maybe conferences, we tend to go to them looking for, I want to gain ideas from the people who I sign up for to go to their presentations. I want to see people at different booths or different installations and see what they want me to learn and understand from their offerings. We have hallway conversations with, you know, that person we met 3 conferences ago. Hey, how you doing? What's going on in your life? We eventually get down to that. Mm-hmm. But I think that another facet of that could be putting your idea out there, mm-hmm. offering it up and saying, I have an idea. I'd like to present it to everybody, or not everybody, but to a select group that wants to hear it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm asking for your feedback. This is not to be a passive exercise. It's something where I'm expecting you to come back and challenge me on it. Mm-hmm. Constructive criticism is often how things go from idea to actuality.
Oh yeah.
It's the step in the middle.
Yeah. And then you have that built-in accountability of those 10 people who are sitting there who are going to pester you later. How'd that thing turn out? Did you use my idea? I want to, you know.
Yeah. In you know, there's an entire avenue of after the fact, hey, you know, folks, thank you so much for your feedback. Give me your names and email addresses, and I'll let you know where this goes. You may go that far, you may not. But if you're not furiously taking notes during the feedback session, perhaps you haven't given it your all here.
Yeah.
The other part about this that occurs to me is we really do want to talk to our peers. Mm-hmm. And I've said that like 93 times so far, but we shouldn't consider this to be something as formal as a peer review.
Yeah.
It's not that type of a thing. If you step off that soapbox, then everybody says, oh my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever heard of. I can't believe you thought of this and I didn't. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you have something successful.
Right.
It just means that you have more assurance that you're maybe on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
It is some sort of a validation to keep going. Mm-hmm. If you step off the podium and you take the critique that comes toward you and saying, you know, that's a great idea, but I think you have a narrow application in front of you. It's not going to have the scope of application you think it will. And here's why. That may be the most valuable part of the interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you leave it at their statement and you don't ask the return question, okay, why don't you think it's why do you think my scope is limited?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're not going to get the most from your presence there.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, it's just something that you and I were talking about. It occurred to me that I had experienced something similar at that round table I mentioned. That at a less formal convention in different industry, we're not talking about marketing at the time, they had provided space for this type of soapbox communication. I don't think they actually envisioned what it was going to turn out to. They just said, hey, you want to talk about it, you want to have a conversation about an important topic to you, let us know. We'll tell you at 10:15, your time is at zone B.
Mm-hmm.
Something as simple as that. You're also leaving yourself out there a little exposed to be somebody standing at a podium with nobody to talk to.
Yeah,
that's
a good feeling.
Yeah, yeah. What if you gave a party and nobody came? But again, it's risk.
Yeah.
And in our world, agency world, our particular focus with this agency is in marketing. And if I were to present my idea and nobody showed up, man, what a bad job of marketing I did.
Right.
maybe the punishment is twice over. Anyway, but I don't know. The feedback I got from you on how you feel when you present, particularly at larger groups.
Yeah.
Others around here, like Sandra and so on, when she presents, they get warm reception. They get a lot of positive feedback. They get some questions afterward. But it kind of occurred to me to take that information and reach back to experience I had before and say, okay, let's make it intentional.
Yeah.
So a smaller group, you do have a greater tendency for somebody to poke at you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're inviting it.
Like you said, those pokes are the yeah. growth opportunity. You're not gonna grow in your comfort zone with people telling you what a great job you did, pat, 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 right?
Right, I will take all of those though that I can.
Love it.
Yeah, but.
Well, now I gotta think of a topic for you, Stu, to have your soapbox conference.
Oh, geez.
Anybody has ideas, send them our way. I
have so many. Let's realize that the name of this podcast is Did I Say That Out Loud?
Yeah.
Honestly, that may be my test for whether I have such a topic.
I love this idea. And I think people in an agency setting or people that are really hungry to make change in their organization would be interested in this. The small group idea is less intimidating in a lot of ways than being past the mic in a great big auditorium full of people.
Yeah.
And it gives the people that are quiet with good ideas an opportunity to raise their hand and be heard.
Yeah. You know, but I've been living with this idea for a couple of weeks, and in my mind, inventing the worst case scenario, I envision myself standing on the soapbox and issuing my ideas and my concepts on the best way to handle something for search marketing. And Frederick Vallez is standing right in front of me in the group, kind of like the person who was the original evangelist for Google search. And he's gonna point out virtually every hole in my idea. But I tell you what, I'd almost pay for that to happen.
This is like the modern day equivalent of showing up at school without your clothes on.
I think I would prefer to remain dressed at that podium, but yes, you're right.
Thanks for listening to Did I Say That Out Loud with Stu Edens and Mariah Tang. Check out the show notes for more information about today's episode. And if you have any questions, concerns, or comments, hit us up anytime at staymates.com.